going back to the first part of the daf, as promised. So really, if you were going to name the first part of the daf, like what's the topic of the sugya, it's the concept of Ein Bezen Yochel Avatel Divri Bezen Chaveira Elam Ken Gadol Emenu B'Chachma V'Minyan, and really, more pointedly, when yes and when not. Right? Meaning, as much as everyone knows the Mishnah, Ein Bezen Yochel Avatel Divri Bezen Chaveira Elam Ken Gadol Emenu B'Chachma V'Minyan, but you see from the sugya that there's a lot of different carve-outs. Number one, in the original Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. So Shmuel told Rav that according to you, that Shem and Daniel Gazar Olav, Ein Bezen Yachlavatul Divir Bezen Chaveri, Elm King Godel and Manabach Chachman Viminion. But according to me, that's Lifasin Shalkelim Asurun Oisrasan, well, a later Bezen has the right to be Mechadish, that Noisan Tam Lufkam is not Aser, but that Noisan Tam Lufkam is Mutter. And the question that we spoke at in the Daf, we made a big deal about this, I understand, if Ein Bezen Yachlavatul Divir Bezen Chaveri, Elm King Godel and Manabach Chachman Viminion, so Mali if it's Daniel Gazar, Mali if it's Noisan Tam Lufkam is Aser. So you see already that it's not so poshut. Another thing we saw is that there's a special carve-out for the Yudches Dvarim. Another thing that we saw is that the only time there's a special carve-out for Yudches Dvarim is if it's Nespashet Yisurei B'Rav Yisrael. Another thing that we saw is that in the event that Bezin would make a Gzeira, She'ein Rav Atzibah Yechayv Amalamed, by the way, Tosfos learned the Gemara, the Gzeira would be Chal, but a later Bezin would be able to mevatel it, even if it's not greater mimeno b'chachmo v'minyan. So again, ein Bezin yachal levatel divrei Bezin chaveiroi, but there's also a lot of things flying around over here, and this is something that requires some level of codification, right? It just needs to be systemized a little bit better so we could try to walk away with a davar mesoyim. And of course, as always, there's no better place to look when you want Seder in such an inyan than in the Rambam's Yad Chazaka. Specifically, it's in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Beis. So we're going to go through now three halachas in the Rambam. Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, and Halacha Gimel. Now, my disclaimer before we start this is that there are monster Kesef Mishnahs and Radvazes on these Rambams, and really this is something that requires going through many sugis and shas with Rishayim. Not just this sugi, many sugis and shas, but we're going to do the shortest version possible. Zok the Rambam. Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Bez din ha-gadol. She'darshu ba'achas min ha-midois. Gefi ma'shenire be'ineyem. Shadin kach v'donu din. So if the Bez din ha-gadol would go and they would be Dairish, one of the midois shatayin adreshes b'hem. Right? Rabbi Shmuel Loimim v'shloi shesrei midois. We know there's another braisa that says Lamed Beis Midois. So if the Bezin HaGadol would go and they would be Dairish Pachas Men HaMidois. V'amad Acharei in Bezin Acher. Then a later Bezin would come. V'nir Lei Tam Achal Lister Oisei Adin. And they feel like they want to contradict. They want to be Soyser that Halacha. Harezeh Soyser V'don Kefi Mashiir Be'ena. If they want to do this, this is something that L'chatchila they have a right to do. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, El HaShoyfeit Asheyiyeh Bayomim Mohem, Ein Atochayiv Loleches El Ha'achav Bezin Shebedarcha. You're supposed to ask a shayla to the Bezdin of his generation. That's what you're mechuyiv to go to. And you're not mechuyiv to go to a Bezdin from a Friya Digadar. Your Bezdin gets to decide what the halacha should be. And it's for that reason, if a later Bezdin decides to contradict something that a previous Bezdin said, this is something that there allowed to do. Halacha Beis. Bezdin shegazru gzeira. Bezdin that made a gzeira. O yeskinu takon. Or they made a takana. Then higu minig. Or they instituted a minig. Uposha kol adava b'chol Yisrael. And this minig took root. And it spread throughout Klal Yisrael. V'amad acharein bezdin achar. And then a later bezdin came. Ubikish levato divrei rishoin. And they want to be mevato the rishoin. V'lakar oisa takana v'oisa gzeira v'oisa minig. And they want to undo the takana of the gzeira of the minig. Eino yochel, they can't. Ad shi yagodom in arishoin v'chachum v'minyin. Unless they're going to be greater than the previous bezdin. V'chachum v'minyin. Hoya god v'chachum avalei v'minyin. V'minyin avalei v'chachum eino yochel levato les dvar. Afilu potol tam says the Rambam. Shebeglolei gozra arishoinim ayaskinu. Even if the underlying reason for the original takana would be batal, doesn't matter. In the event, says the Rambam, there was a takona, there was a gzera, there was a minig, and now a later bezin wants to be mevatel. Now it's not so simple. Now you need that later bezin should be godav b'chachma, and if you're only greater on one, that in of itself is not going to be okay. Now, The Rambam asks the obvious kasha. I understand how a later bezdin could be gadol b'chachma, but how could be gadol b'minyan? Isn't every bezdin made up of 71? Says the Rambam, "Zeminyan chachmi ador she'eskimu v'kiblu adav she'amru bezdin agadol v'leichol kubay." What does it mean, gadol b'minyan? The amount of people that were actually makabel and received and accepted this halacha. Now, this part of the Rambam we spoke about not long ago, a few weeks ago. Masechet Zvaydazar Dav Zayin. We spoke out an epic shtickle from Reb Ruva Margolis, who suggested maybe a little bit of a different shot in what it means, Gadol Heimenu B'minyan. Right, the Rambam says, more people, derived by the way, on this Mishnah of Ein Bezin Yochel Levato, which is a Masechtas Idias, says that if the Av Bezin is older, right, the older Bezdin, they're the ones, which is a very interesting halacha, right? I understand there's an idea of atzas kenim, of a fart that in halacha, chachapan af kamino, which Bezdin is biologically older? That's a little bit of a chidra. Reuven Goldsmith wanted to say that it could be depends on the majority, right? There's a majority and there's a supermajority. But either way, this is what the Rambam says. Halacha gimel. B'amed dvarim amurim. When is this true? B'dvarim shalei asru oisim kedei lasis siyok. We're Chazal went and they made a takana or a gzeira, but they didn't do it to make a siag. Ela b'shar dinei Torah. They stam went to make some din. Avol dvarim shor bezin ligzar oid lesser oisam lasis siag. But in the event that bezin is doing what they're doing to make a siag, then in pashad isurim b'chol yisrael, if the isur was in spasha b'chol yisrael, in bezin agadol achi yochel la'akron la'hatiron afilu hayugadol mishaynim. Then the later bezin would not be able to be mevatel even if they were greater than the rishaynim. So if you do a sikum on the Rambam has three categories. Halacha Aleph is category one. Halacha Beis is category two. Halacha Gimel is category three. Very, very neat. And the three categories are three different types of takonos, quote unquote, using that word loosely, that Chazal would make. We are right now, if a later Bezin wants to undo it, can they or can they not? Now, we don't appreciate how important these halachas are, maybe. But like if you study the history of Chazals and Minhagim, I mean, it's really playing itself out in these halachas in the Rambam. So this is so yisoidi. It underpins a lot of who we are and what we do. But the bottom line is, says the Rambam, I have three categories. Category number one is when Beis Din made a drasha, and because of that drasha, they pask in the halacha. If Beis Din does that, and a later Beis Din wants to go and be mevatel that, gizuntahet, that is something that absolutely positively a later Beis Din would be allowed to do. And there's no rules and regulations of Ein Bezin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezin Chaveiroi Elam Ken Gadol Emenu B'Chachav Minyan. The second category is where Bezin didn't paskin halacha based on a lamdis, but rather Gazru Gzeiros Kinu Takonin Higu Minik. That's the Mishnah. Ein Bezin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezin Chaveiroi. If it's Gadol Emenu B'Chachav Minyan, the Ram gives you a pshat b'Minyan Min. Then you could, if not, not. The third category is where it was a Gzeiros, it was a Takonin, it was a Minik, but it was Kedei Lasis Siog L'Toyer. If it was Kedei Lasis Siog L'Toyer, then even if it's greater still you wouldn't be able to be geyser. These are the three categories. So let's take it from the top one more time, this time a little more carefully. The first category is Bezin Agadol Shadarshu Ba'achas Min Amidos Kifim Machinir Be'neim Shadin Kach V'Don Udin. If a later Bezin says, I hold not that way and I want to change the halacha, Gizunte Hei Al Zenemar El HaShoifet HaShir B'Yom HaMehem Ein Ato Chayv L'Lechas Al Acher Bezin Shabedarcha. Right, Yiftach B'Dor Kishmu B'Dor. What's the Makar to category one in the Rambam? We have to get this. What's the Makar to the first category in the Rambam? It's Amalish Mulirav Bishloim Lididi that I hold Shemen is Lifosan Shol Kelim Asurin Oisrisan. So that explains why a later Bez was able to change it, because it comes out the Takana of Shemen is based on a din. What's the din? That Noisin Tam Lefgam is a problem. And we're going to be chaylik on that din, which is something that we have a right. I would not as greater than Yiftach B'dayrei Kishmu B'dayrei. No, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya B'dayrei Kedaniel B'dayrei. Right, that's not a problem. We have every right to do that. So, and there's no violation of Ein Bezin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezin Chaveiroi K'gadol Emenu B'Chachmah Minyan. So really, where do you see the Makar to the Rambam? It's from those words, Pasha. You see it in the Gemara. It jumps off the page. Amalei Shmuel Rav Bishloim Elidi Didamino. That's Halacha Aleph in the Rambam. What's Halacha Beis in the Rambam? That if there's a Gzeira, if there's a Takana, there's a Minig, then you have Ein Bezin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezin Chaveiroi. That's the Gemara. That's Shmuel's Kasha to Rav. But Elu Didachta Wa Daniel Gozar. It's not based on the din of Nois and Tam Lufkam. It's a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? We know what the Gzeira is. We learned Amid Beis. Mishum B'nai Seyem. It's a Gzeira Mishum Chasnos. You can't change that. No one can be like that unless you go to the man of a Chacham of a Minyan. Well, we're going to see his Bez. It's not going to be a man of a Chacham of a Minyan. And as a result, it's going to be out. So really, that Shakla V'Tayah, these words Amalei Shmuel Rabish. Let me look at the Daminis. The first one was from Oysus and Heinrich Yasser Rav Yisrael. Elo did the Dachta Amr Daniel Gazer. All of Daniel Gazer. Also, Rav Yudan Nasi Yom Avatale. Those words are Dvorim Ma'im Dem Rume Shalom. And they make up the Makar to the Rambam's Allah Alav Lach Beis. In Perek Beis Malach Zman. What's the Makar to Allah Gimel? Allah Gimel, but Medvar Mamurim, but Dvorim Shalai Asra Oysum, they last a Siyag. But if it was a Siyag, then it's already different. Says the Kesef Mishnah, says the Radvaz. It's Pasha what the Makar Talacha Gimel is. It's the Yud Ches Dvarim. Well, Yud Ches Dvarim is only Yud. Rambam didn't even say a word about the Yud Ches Dvarim. True. But the Rambam must have been Chaylik with the Bali Toysvis, who said that the Yud Ches Dvarim were unique. We spoke at the Toysvis twice because of the terrible things that surrounded the Yud Ches Dvarim. Vaisais, the Rambam held, it's not a din in the Yud Ches Dvarim. But rather, any takana that's similar in nature to the Yud Ches Dvarim is going to be bound by the same halacha. What's a takana that's similar to the Yud Ches? Meaning, what's unique about Yud Ches Dvarim? Yud Ches Dvarim was made Kedei Lasis Yog. And being that it was done Kedei Lasis Yog, anytime it's Kedei Lasis Yog, this halacha is going to apply. And being that you see, by the Yud Ches Dvarim, which was Kedei Lasis Yog, Afil Eliyahu Beis Dinoi, that's why the Rambam says that in Pasha Yisurim B'chol Yisrael, in Bezdin Hagadol Acha Yochel La'akrum La'atiran, Afilu Hoyu Gadol L'Narishayim. This is something that you would never be able to be accurate. Either way, the Rambam's Makar all comes from the first half of today's daf, but this is the way the Rambam categorizes three things. Now, there's one thing that's very not clear in the Rambam, which is astonishing, because how could a Rambam not be clear, right? I mean, especially when the Rambam's codifying. Especially a diak in the Rambam, sometimes we say super duper lumdus, you know, vadvarim atikin. But this, the Rambam's coming to make it clear. And it's a little unclear. You know what's a little bit unclear? What's the difference between category 2 and 3? What is the definition of a siyag? Ram doesn't explain. It's Mamash Apella. I saw Bissa Zalman and Ebena Ozel. So he sets up the Ram very beautifully. He says, Avala Rambam loy beer. What is the difference between a Xera that involves a siyag and a Xera that doesn't involve a siyag? I think the Pasha, I discussed this with a big Tamil Chacham yesterday. The Pasha Pshat seems to be a Xera last a siyag means you're not just making a Xera, you're making a Xera to protect an Issa Dairaisa. So you're worried that if we don't make this Xera, we're going to start violating Dairaisa. Right, you're going to come to do Avodah Zarah, you're going to come to Lidei Chasnos. As a result, we have to be Geizer on Pitam V'Shamlan. As opposed to a Gzeira that's not here necessarily to make a Shmira, a fence around the Nisadei Raisa, it's just a Gzeira Ba'omah for whatever reason. That not. I mean, you think of a Gzeira by its very, just the taitch of the word. It sounds like it's a Gzeira or through something else, right? So again, this is not a simple Indian, and it's above my pay grade. But I'll call upon him. That's the Pasha. Mike Akash is on this, but it's still the Pasha Pasha. The bottom line is, and again, the Rambam seems to be saying something Pasha, because he's like codifying it. So it's like Kitzur Shulchan Aruch level. It has to be Pasha. There's no question in the world.